The Beijing Olympics are now in the final stretch. The games wrap up this weekend. Chinese organizers, though, are already congratulating themselves on a job well done. There were few protests, but they were kept on the fringes. So overall, the games stayed focused on sports, which is what China wanted. On the other hand, foreigners who are in China for the games, athletes and fans, are offering mixed reviews. Here's the world's Mary Kay Maxted.
One striking thing about these Olympics, held in a country of 1.3 billion people, is that many of the events had many empty seats. That's because the Chinese government kept careful controls on who got tickets within China, and after the Tibet protests in the spring, it tightened controls on visas in Western countries so much that some would-be fans couldn't come. All those empty seats were hard on the teams, says Alain Goudsmet. He's the coach of the Belgian men's field hockey team, and he says he'd give different marks to the Beijing Olympics for how the athletes were treated and how the fans were.
If we see that on the part of organization for the athletes, it's top, it's huge, it's the better Olympics that we ever had. If we see that on the part of the supporters, because we have a lot of supporters coming from Belgium, it's more difficult because there are a lot of security, also of controls. And it's difficult for the supporters to be together in the same area. So I think these are the games of the players and the athletes, and not really the game of the supporters.
Another aspect that set Beijing apart from other Olympic host cities was, of course, the smog, or haze, as the Beijing weathercasters like to call it, passing it off as a natural weather condition. Greek pole vaulter Aphrodite Skafida doesn't care what you call it. She didn't like competing in it.
And the humidity was very bad. Because I'm from Greece, I think that the Olympic Games in Greece were better. Not only the climate and the sun, but we were more warm. Like people warm.
More supporters?
Yes.
Warm?
Of course, in Athens, it was touch and go whether the venues were even going to be ready in time for the Games. That's a problem Beijing never had. Its construction was finished way ahead of schedule. Here, the issue has been more one of control. 100,000 extra security personnel were laid on for the games. Many migrant workers and ethnic minorities were pressured to leave town before the games began. Three protest zones were announced, but none of the 77 applications for protests were approved, and some of those who applied were detained. That included two elderly women who, a relative says, have been ordered to spend a year in a labor camp. And then there were the dozens of foreign journalists who were harassed or worse by security forces while reporting on non-Olympic-related issues, despite pledges that they could report freely. But the average Olympic visitor, like Bernardo Rodriguez from Mexico, saw none of that side of China's security efforts and just appreciated feeling safe.
I feel so secure no matter what time and no matter what area you are. If you compare with some other countries, they are very strict. And I think that's good for us. I don't know if it's because the problems of the Tibet or just the way how they are, but I think it's a good thing. For us and for the competitions and for the athletes, I think it's a good thing.
Rodriguez and his friends have seen taekwondo and soccer, and they're happy with their Olympic experience, aside from having had a hard time getting around without knowing Chinese. They're impressed with all the new buildings and big boulevards, just as the Chinese organizers had hoped visitors would be. China's leaders took a gamble that while heavy-handed security might put a damper on Olympic partying, it was worth it to prevent a sharp veering off script into high-profile protests or general unhinged rowdiness. So far, grumbling about empty seats aside, they could easily convince themselves they gambled right. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstud in Beijing.